Always a schus to be together, to learn Torah, to grow, to prepare for the Heilige Shabbos Kodesh. Tell you, MS, not to get into this week was a tough week. There was a lot going on, dealing with a lot. And I'll tell you, MS, I always look forward to end the week with the Chevra here, to end the week learning Torah, to end the week singing a little bit, preparing for Shabbos. For me, on a personal level, something very special, and I always look forward to, and it gives me a lot of chizuk. So, thank you. All the Torah and all the chizuk, all the Zoras tonight, is being sponsored, first of all, by the Felder Mishpacha, Lili Nishmas, Yisrael Uri's grandmother, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, Ches Cheshvan, his mother's mother, Fega Bas Yehuda. Really, your family, you know, is like family to me. So it's kilo my mishpach as well at a yartzeit. So, Mirat Hashem, the schus of the Torah, the schus of the chizik, is should be a big schus for neshama. Should be melitzu yoishra for your beautiful mishpacha. She's always going to be tanting with her hair b'meinu. She has a kena b'z Hashem. It's also being sponsored, as we've been doing every week, continued refuos and yeshuos b'z Hashem is barach, and we should continue to have in mind in our tefillas. Eliezer Fall, Ben Sarasima, which is being sponsored anonymously, but also by this week by the Haimo family, by Ariel and his Mishpacha. We wanted to also, Bez Hashem, to be Mechazik, Berfus. We should all continue to daven, and all the Torah and the Chizik should be a big schus for Eliezer Fall, Ben Sarasima. Bez Hashem is Baruch, Shabbos Surah Torvus.
Amen.
And also tonight, it's being sponsored for. Being sponsored by the Nathan, by Matthew's family. But I want to explain, it's a duality of for continued refuos and yeshuos, but also for tremendous hakar satov to Rabbi Nishalom, because the Mishpach had a very big scare, and then like Nisim, I'll say Nisim Gluyim in my eyes, that I had Zoyecha to see tonight, for Matthew's father, Cal, Kalman Chaim, Ben Miriam Devorah, who first of all should have continued refuos and continued yeshuos and all the schus of the Torah and all the schus of the Zairus will be a big schus for his continued refuos and yeshuos. But earlier in the week, imagine this, chaver, to understand Rabbis Machshav Lishish Vasas Hashem Yisakum and understand that ultimately we know nothing and the Rabbanu Shalom does what he wants whenever he wants and he knows best and we think something's looking and it could be a hapachu in moments in the most incredible of ways. He can bring Yeshua's and Rafuos Karafayan. Where Raquel, Matthew's father, this week had a difficult beginning of the week, but to say the least. We're already Matzei Shabbos had a stroke, and then had a procedure done, and then Monday morning had a stroke, and another procedure done, and then by Wednesday afternoon, yesterday afternoon, imagine he had two strokes. Yesterday afternoon was discharged, went to Mincha Ma'ariv last night. Went to Mincha Ma'ariv last night. I went myself today. I said, first, when I heard about this, when Matthew I didn't know about this until yesterday, I said, of course, I wanted to come over to, I'm thinking I'd go over to be Mavakar Cholim. And then I went over, finally, tonight, and I went over to spend time with Cal, and it wasn't to be Mavakar Cholim, it was to see Nisim Gluyim. It was like the biggest chizuk in the world. Like, I couldn't believe my eyes. Like, if you saw me speaking to him, you wouldn't know that anything happened. Anything. Mamish. It's like it's Nisim Gluyim. There's no other way to say it. And it should give us all chizik and soris in our lives to know their Bonashom is incredible. And their Bonashom can mamish v'nahapachu anything he wants at any moment. And we have to believe that. And Mirat Hashem, Kalman Chaim ben Miriam Dvorah. I'm not going to talk about what type of person he is. Anyone who knows him, he's a tzaddik nister. There's tzaddikim in all different areas. In chesed, I'm not going to start talking about it, but no question, the world needs him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the world needs him. And Mirat Hashem, he should continue to do all the incredible things he's doing, and more, and have refuos and yeshuos, and it should be all the Torah, the chizik should be eschus for him, and only have besuras tovas, Bez Hashem is Baruch.
Amen.
All right, Chaver, let's learn. And I was by the Chabura by Rav Matl Zilber, my Rebbe, his Chinna Rebbe Shlita, this past Sunday night. And he said, why is it? What's Pshat? You know, you think about it. If you look in the, you know, the last couple parshas, you see all people being born, tons of children being born, tons of children being born to everybody, and all the generations, the Dairos. And then finally comes the Avos Yimos, and they're all Akaros. Nobody has problems having tons of children, and comes Tzadikim, Zikonios, and all these fertility issues. So I thought, you know, the answer I saw years ago, I think it was Rosh Hashanah said this, Baruch Hu Nisavet Tfilas and Shatadikim. I mean, the Maaseh, it's a Chazal already, but Rosh Hashanah goes at length on it. Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisavet Tfilas and Shatadikim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately wants the Tfilas and Shatadikim because through the Tfilas we build a deeper kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings into the world Nisyonos that we have to daven for it to be mechazik our kesher with the Ribbono Shalom. And therefore, the people that are not as chashiv, so he doesn't need their tefillah, he doesn't need that relationship as strongly. And therefore, they're having children. And it comes the avos imos, because of how kaddish they were, because wanted them to daven, build this deep kesher until there was zochet children. Matzal gave a new idea. He said, it's because the neshamos of the avos, the imos, the neshamos of their children were so kaddish on levels we can't understand, kemalachim, that there was tremendous kitrog against them. There was tremendous sitra acher was fighting that they shouldn't come into the world. You think the sitra acher, you think the satam wanted that Yitzchok should come into the world, that Yaakov should come into the world, that Binyamin and Yosef should come into the world. So they're all akaros because of that. And what that says is how kaddish these children are. That tells you how kaddish the children are that you're having, even though you went through such saras. As we said, Rani Akara. Rani is the lashon of Simcha. Rani Akara. Through Akara, there's an element of Simcha, recognizing, wait, that means I'm going to have a Kaddish Dika Yid. I'm going to have someone very, very holy come from me. It's a big chizik, I think, to those. Slowly, you know, unfortunately, I deal way too much with young couples dealing with fertility issues. And halavai, they should all be zaychet to Yeshuos and Refuos. But maybe a little bit of chizik to realize maybe it's because there's such halig neshamas that are coming and will come into the world, Bez Hashem is Baruch. So finally, Yitzchak comes into the world. And it's interesting, people always think it's Parshas Vayera that we talk about the naming of Yitzchak, and we know how the famous story at the beginning of Vayera, and Avraham Avinu is recuperating from the Bris Milah, and the angels come to him, and they tell him about having the child, and Sarah starts laughing, Lama Tzachaka Sarah, right? But it's already in this week's Parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that he's going to have. And it already names the child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chod HaAslam, before he's even in the world. In Perek Yizayin, Pasuk Yudet, V'yomer L'kim, Aval Sara Yishtucha Yoledes L'cha Bein, V'karasa Shemo Yitzchak. Already, right here. Of course, Rashi already tells us, he's foreshadowing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already foreshadowing, he knows he's Fayohav of Yir, and he knows what's going to be, Al Shem Tzchok, and we know that Sara did laugh. So he's named Yitzchak, and his name came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know a name is something very precious. A name is something very special. Our names, if we understood our names, are Kodesh Kedoshim. Our names have in it all of our mechus, all of our essence, all of our character, it's all of who we are. Names, the Gemara in Brachos, Dav Zayin, and Beis Shema Garam, the name has an effect on the person and tells on the item, whatever it might be, Shema Garam. So it is, we see in this week's parasha, meaning all the changes of names. Avram becomes Avraham, Sarai becomes Sarah, and that's when they have children, by the way. They have to go through these changes because their name changes, their mazel changes. This is an amazing Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni in Yeshaya, Tuf Mem Tes, says, Ilu Zachu Ador, Say, Yakach Baruch Kora Shmosam. If we're Zoicha, Hashem would give us our name. Like he gave Adam and Chava their name. And it goes on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechlodo gave Avram his name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yitzchak his name, like we just read in the Pasuk. And he gave Yaakov his name. And gave Shlomo's name. And gave Yeshaya his name. That's why this is in Yalkut Shimoni and Yeshaya. If we resolve, Hashem would give us each our names, and that's the idea on some level he does. We know our name was given by our parents, but with Ruach HaKodesh. And listen to the next line. And from that name, you know one's nature and one's actions, who you are. The name encompasses that. And that's why it says, When Rav Meir would see someone, he'd find out his name. From his name, he knew his actions. And there's stories over here. Rav Meir told his Talmidim to watch out from a guy, Kidor, who seemed to be a Ben Torah. And ultimately, he ended up doing some bad things. And Rav Meir knew it just from his name. Kedusha of our names. The Ruach HaKodesh of our names. I once saw a story. I think I shared this story before. That there was a couple in Eretz Yisrael that were suffering from fertility issues. They weren't zeichet to have children for years and years and years. They were not religious yet. But they would daven, and they would go for brachos. And the husband, again, they were chilonim, but the husband was doing business with some chassid. And they did this big business deal. And the chassid knew, they built a kesher and found out. And the chassid said, it was like Shvat time. He says, you know, next month, Adar, it's the yard site of the Noam Elimelech, of Jansk. And big, you come, I go every year, you have no idea the stories from the davening by the Noam Elimelech. Come with me. Come with me, you'll see, you'll be Zoyche, to Geula, Yeshua. And this Chiloni, he's like, really, I've tried so many things. He wasn't so into it, but then the Chassid convinces him, he goes to his wife's really not into it, but they decide, it can't hurt, you might as well. They go, and they daven. And Kachave. Kachave, the wife gets pregnant. And mamish 9 months later, she has a baby boy.
What recent story?
No, the story happened at least 5-6 years ago. I don't remember exactly when it was. Maybe more.
Is there a video of it?
I don't know, maybe. He has a video, you've seen it. Anyways, Maisa, listen to what happens. Incredible, so she's pregnant, having a child. So they're discussing what the name should be. So the chassid said to the father, like a month before, you know, you're having a boy, you should name him Elimelech. How can you not name him after the tzaddik? Obviously, it's clear what happened here. So the husband goes to the wife, he says, can we name him Elimelech? It would be beautiful. He says, Elimelech? Again, they're chilonim. Nah, we're not going, it's too from a name. You know, we got to go with a classic Israeli name. You sure? No, okay. So the husband says, how about we give the middle name Elimelech? She agreed, she was masking. Okay, fine, the middle name, we're not going to call him that anyways, we'll give the middle name Elimelech. He says, so the woman says to her husband, but I get to choose the first name. Okay, fine. They're getting close, fine. They get to the Bris Milah, the Karishma Bisrael. What name did you choose? Noam. Yeah. And they named the baby Noam Elimelech. Imagine? Mamish, the Ruach HaKodesh of names. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Incredible. Baruch Hashem. But if we understood our names, the Kedusha of our names, so it comes along here, right? So Yitzchak Avinu is called Yitzchak Bad Eibishter based on the tzchoik of Sarah. But obviously it's more than the tzchoik, that's just what's happening. Clearly the essence of the name is tzchoik. But the problem is, what do we know about Yitzchak Avinu? When we learn about Yitzchak Avinu, and the Zohar already tells us this famously, the Zohar in Parshas Truma says, Chesed l'Avram, Avram's Chesed, and Yaakov's Tiferes. And what is Yitzchak? Gvura, Yira, Pachad l'Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the one that's like Kodesh Kedoshim, the Karbon, the one who's like totally removed from the world, who's Kulo, Yiras Hashem. You know, you think that's how you think of Yitzchak Avinu. That's why we don't hear too many conversations with Yitzchak Avinu, too much happening with Yitzchak Avinu, of all the Avos, because he's like Kulo Kedosh, Karbon Oilo, Yira, Gvura, Pachad. Yeah, what's his name? Yitzchak, Tzchoik, what's Tzchoik? To laugh. That's Simcha, that's Ava. That sounds like the antithesis. That sounds more like Avram, maybe Yaakov, but the Teferet, Yitzchak, really? How does his name work with his Midos? If your name is your Midos and your Tivo, it seems Pumpakert. Seems like it doesn't work. Are we ready? Mamish is such a peepee side. I'm so excited, but we're going to build. It's going to take time until we get there. A little bit. Until we get to the punchline, but let's learn. So the Gemara in Shabbos, an incredible Gemara in Shabbos. We quoted this Gemara once before at some point over the years. I don't know if it was this clever or different clever. I remember that we quoted it. And I know, you know how I know when we quote things also? When I open up, whenever I open up into a Makar, and that Makar is already like boxed off, the clearly we learned that it was like, why was I boxing it off? But anyways, okay. Lameisa. But I remember once quoting this, I don't remember for what. Gemara in Shabbos Pei Tesem and Beis. Incredible. La'asud Lavo. In the future, that hopefully Bekaro of this La'asud Lavo, because this is going to be Mashiach coming. It's going to come soon. We need, there's too much Saras in the world. Baruch Hashem, there's also Geulas and good things, and but there's Saras, there's too much Saras. You know what the answer to it all will be? Mashiach. Mashiach can answer it all. La'asud Lavo, Yomer La'akash Baruch La'avram, La'akash Baruch Zay Avram. Benecha Chatu Li, your children sinned to me. What should I do? Amr Lefan of Rabbi Nishalom, Yimchu Akadush Shemecha. Wipe them out. You don't deserve it. You're too holy. Amr Amr Le Yaakov, Davidesir Gidul Bodim, Efshir Dubai Rachme Aleu. So Hashem says, let me go to Yaakov. Yaakov had a lot of difficulty with his children. Yaakov Esav, with his children. It's Yaakov, meaning with his children, with the fighting with Yosef Tzadik, all the mamish between the Shifteka and Yosef. Tzar Gidul Bodim. Again, we have Kobe, where are you? What country? Where are you?
Still in Melbourne, Rebbe.
Melbourne, Australia. You can't make this up.
The second person ever.
We have the schus to learn Torah with the Yid in Melbourne, Australia. What's it, like 2:30 in the afternoon? 2:50 in the afternoon over there? What is it?
Yeah,
exactly.
What time is Shabbos? Shabbos is how long?
It's about
7:30. Wow, a few hours, okay. Love you, Kobe. Love you.
Rebbe, thank you. Love you, Rebbe.
Okay, so he says, Yaakov has Tzar Gidul Banim with his children, with Yosef Tzadik. He thinks Yosef's gone for all these years. With after the Bayer Rachman Olay, so maybe he'll have Rachmanos on my children. Amr Lay, Banecha Chatu, Amr Banecha Chatu. So he said to Yaakov, my children sinned. Amr Lefan and Rabbanisham, Yimchalak Rishamecha. Wipe them out. Amar Kashbarch says, Lo bispoi taima v'lo bardar d'kietza. The elder doesn't have a good tam, meaning Avram's the elder, the first, right? The younger one, Yaakov, he doesn't have good advice. Amar lo li Yitzchak, so he goes to Yitzchak. Banecha chatuli. Your child has sinned to me. Amar lefan rabboni shalom, b'ni v'lo banecha? My son and not your son? B'shoshik t'imu lefanecha nasim l'nishma, karasal am b'ni b'chori. When they said Nasim Nishma, you called them Bani Bechor, you called them my children, my Bechor. Achshav Bani V'lo Benecha, suddenly now they sin and they're my children, not yours. So Yitzchak says to Rabbi Nishalom, crazy Gemara. Vod, Kamachatu, listen to what Yitzchak says to Hashem. How much do they sin? Kamach Shinosu Shaladim, how long does a person live? What's the Tillim we say? Shivim Shon. 70 years. Dal Esrin Dolo Ancha Leir. Take away 20 of those years where you're not a Bar Onesh yet. Right? Pashulu Chamshin. What are you left with? 50 years. So you have 50 years. Dal Chaf Hey. Take away 25 of the 50. Delelusa, which are nights, meaning you're sleeping. Pashle Chaf Hey. You're left with 25 years of life. Dal Tarte Srei Upalga. Take away 12 and a half. Ditzlue Umechel Udbeis Akise. For half that time, you're either davening, eating, or in the bathroom. So you're not sinning during that time. Pashlu tarte srei upaga. We're left with 12 and a half possible years of sin. Right? Started with 70, we're down to 12 and a half. Imatosovas kulam mutav. Hashem, you should, if you bear all that sin, that would be best. Vimlav palgalai palgalacha. I'll take half and you'll take half. Vim tamzalom or kulam alai. And if you want to say, I have to bear all the sin, hakriv si nafshi kameich. Don't forget. I was a carbon for you. I got tzchusim. This is a Gemara. It's a wild Gemara, right? Yitzchak Avinu. If you didn't see the Gemara, I told you which of the others came to our defense. Who was it? Which of the Sadiqim? Yitzchak Avinu. Not Avram. Avram says, wipe us out. You don't deserve this, Hashem. Not Yaakov. Yitzchak Avinu. So how could it be Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak, who's Gvura, who's Din, who's Pachad. What's going on? Comes a little if you scroll the Abdurav in Parshas told us, and he says that although Yitzchak is din b'chitzonios, listen closely, Although on the outside he's din, he's gvura. Bepnimius, bepnimius, all of din, real din, bepnimius of din, meaning din of Eibishter, din of Kedusha, din deep inside is rachamim, is chesed. It's cloaked in din. It's really, if it's real din, I don't mean din of some chvesnish, some emperor, dictator, chvesnish, Putin. You know, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about din of the Ribbono Shel Olam, din of Yitzchak Avinu, dikadin. Gevura dikadin, it's just cloaking, covering over, deeper down chesed. There's really chesed there. And that's the deepest chesed. The deepest chesed. Because sometimes, right, let me, Lamashal, b'shatay b'slachas, in the right time, every single one of you will be a father, and hopefully be an incredible father, and have incredible children. Amen. But even incredible children. I have incredible children. I have five beautiful, incredible children. Ain't tzadik bar shlo yechde, right? So they mess up once in a while, and they do something wrong. And imagine, yeah, v'chvesh, it's your father, and your two-year-old son is playing ball outside, and the ball goes in the street, and he runs in the street. So what's the avodah at that time? You have to punish your son. So you might scream at him for a minute. You might give him a 10-minute timeout. Din, right? Din. That din is the biggest chesed. Right? That din. Is that really din? As a two-year-old, it feels like din. As a two-year-old, it feels like I'm mamish, it's all judgment. But ultimately, that din is just the deepest chesed. It's because I love you so much, I want you to learn from this. And the only way you learn from this situation is with a little patch. So that din is deeply actually chesed. We have to understand this. Remember one year, I don't want to give into the details, but in DRS, there was a couple guys that might have walked into the school and whatever it was, Hameven Yavin. You know what I'm saying. So, Lamaisa, we had to ask the guys to leave the yeshiva. It's very... It was mamish, an offense that was... Right, that's the guys that did the yeshiva. It was very, very hard. It was two guys that I love so deeply. You know, I'm not an administrator. It wasn't my decision. I'm not saying that. I don't know if I could do these things. I don't have such chesed in me. But they were asked to leave the yeshiva. That was like... I don't give the exact year, but it was like 15 years ago, right? Like 15 years ago? The two guys that were asked to leave the yeshiva, they were in 11th grade. Both of those guys are still sitting and learning today. Both of them are still sitting and learning full time today. If that didn't happen, one of them I'm super close to still till today. One of them I lost touch with, but we have a special relationship. The one who I'm super close to told me many times how thankful he is that happened to him. He thinks it's possible if that didn't happen to him, he wouldn't be alive today. And now he's still sitting and learning with a beautiful family. Because sometimes you need a little bit of exterior din, cloaking the chesed, to give you the kindness to grow. And that's Yitzchak Avinu. So ultimately, Yitzchak Avinu is the deepest tzchaik. It's the deepest laughter. It's interesting, it's the Lashon's laughter. I wanted to say, you know, when do you laugh? Laugh, obviously, is simcha, is ava, but it's more than that. It's when there's like something you didn't expect and there's a turn. Not just joy, it's a certain like instantaneous joy and certain like unexpected joy. Creates a laugh, a tzchaik. That's Yitzchak, because on the outside, he's all din. It's unexpected that there's so much chesed there, but it's full of chesed. The emesis is full of chesed. And this is the Eibishter. Eibishter koma d'vrachman al tav of it. Yet Eibishter is din, right? Elokim, we say, is din. Havaya is rachamim, is chesed. It's kulo rachamim. It's just sometimes in the exterior it has to be din. Because otherwise we don't get the message. Otherwise we don't learn. This is what it means. Gemara Nedarim says something so deep, so beautiful. It's talking about Lasad Lavo, Olam Haba, Staff Chesem Beis. Shimon Malakish, Amar, Ein Gehenim L'Olam Haba. There's no such thing as Gehenim in Olam Haba. Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Artika. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take out the sun from its from its narthex, from its bag, from its sack, from wherever, meaning it's going to be overly powerful sun. And this is, some explain, this is the Or HaGanuz. Tzaddikim misrapim ba. Tzaddikim will be healed from it, will gain all the greatest shef and kedusha. Risham nidonim ba. Risham will get din, nidonim, din. How could it be if it's din? What, the same light is din and chesed? That's what we're saying. And yes, emes is because deep down it's all chesed. Tzaddikim are able to connect to that, to the amkus of it, to what's nister in it. The Rishams only see the din, because, but that din even for them is chesed. That din even for them is chesed. Ah. Now we can understand as well, Rashi, famous in the beginning of Toldos. Ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram, hold it as Yitzchak. Why is there a piece, Avram, hold it as Yitzchak? So Rashi famously said, because there were like Tzonehe Ador, there were these people mockingry and making issues and saying that Avimelech, this Avra Sarah, that Avimelech was the one who impregnated Sarah. So Ma'azah, because we see so many years, Avram was with her and she didn't get pregnant. Ma'azah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tzar Klaster Panav Shal Yitzchak Doim El Avram. He made his face look like Avram. He looked like Avram. He looked like him, meaning he embodied him. And you can ask there also, what do you mean he embodied Avram? Avram was chesed. He was din. He was opposite. No. Now you don't get it. He was kulo chesed as well. Klaster Panav. What's Panav? Panim. His inside was Avram. Maybe on the outside he was din, but his panim inside is kulo chesed. Kulo chesed. Listen to the words of the Hilga Zera Kodesh. Hilga Rav Shitzer. The Hilga Rav Shitzer that's on Sukkot, second day of Sukkot, right? Why would we be learning second day of Sukkot? What's the Shpiz in second day of Sukkot? Yitzchak Avinu. So he quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, Toiva Toichachas Megula Me'ava Mustaris. Toichachas Megula, some revealed Toichacha is better than hidden love. What's this hidden love? That midas Yitzchak. Shemidaso midas pachad. Yitzchak is pachad. Ube'emes hu yehamelet lasa aleinu. That means he's going to be the male children. He's going to be the one that saves us. That's the Gemara we learn. Now we understand. The Zohar Kodesh says, why was it that Yitzchak's the one that's able to save us? Lasad Lava, when Avram doesn't and Yaakov doesn't. Because Lasad Lava, we need the deepest chesed, the deepest Ava to save us. Who had the deepest chesed, deepest Ava? Only Yitzchak, because the pnimius was all chesed. Migoydel avasolo yisparach shmo Yisrael, from his great love for Yisrael. His great love for Hashem. And he says, then you find in Atbash, Sukkah is Gematria Yitzchak. If you take the letter Sukkah in Akbash, it's Ches, Pei, Lamed, Tzadi. Trust me, you can do it on your own time. Which is 208, which is Yitzchak. Sukkah is Hashem's love for us. We spoke about it so many times over Sukkahs. Zman Simchaseinu, Hashem's. But that's the deepest Yitzchak. Akbash is a deeper understanding of the name. It's all Ahava. V'sara ra'asa zeh b'ruach kodesh. Sara already saw all this in Ruach Kodesh. Ulkach amra. That's what it was. What was Sarah laughing? People look at that as a negative. No! That was saying deep down, I know it's tzchoik. I know there's tzchoik in this child. I know there's happiness, there's simcha, there's ava. There's pnimis dik rachamim. Shall they have din ba simcha? Shall also shiela ben kizesh mur vagaram simcha? Vatitzchak Sarah bekirba, inside, there was tzchoik. Deep down in the pachad. Ava Musteres. Shebe emes ra'asa shebena kola gami des yira. V'amal ki sochakta. Be emes kola abeiz b'chinos. He had both. Yitzchak Avinu is called Yitzchak because Yitzchak Avinu in his deepest depth is Ava. And on the exterior has to have din. Chaver, this is the biggest lesson for each and every one of us, I believe. What is this teaching us? You know, these parashios, the parashios of Bereshis, are teaching us the foundations of life. These are the biggest, every word of Torah is Yisoy Chibisodos. But think about it, we've said this before, that there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And the mitzvahs are the way that we have to conduct ourselves, and the way we have to build a relationship with Hashem, and be close to Hashem, and live our lives. In all of Sefer Bereishis, there are only three of those mitzvahs. One in this week's Parashat Brismila, one in Parashat Bereishis, Puruvu, Parashat Vayishlach, Kiranasha. Three is so disproportional. Only three mitzvahs out of 613? If it was even, it would be about 122, 123 each. Okay, it doesn't have to be exact, but three? Because Sefer Bereishis is laying the foundation of what it is to be a person. Before you're showing me Torah mitzvahs, you got to be a person. You got to have a foundation. And therefore, all the storylines, everything we're learning is what our foundation should be. And our foundation we're learning here from Yitzchak is we're a foundation where we understand sometimes there's din, but we also understand deep within all din is rachamim. And if we understand that's true in how we have to sometimes act towards others, that's the type of person we need to be. But it was also, that's the way the Rabbi Shalom is. And therefore, whenever we feel din in this world, you feel something, MS, we have to understand, it's just cloaking the chesed. That deep down there's chesed. And I might not see it. I might not understand it. But it doesn't mean it's not there. Hashem loves each and every one of us. Hashem cares for each and every one of us. In the deepest of ways. And He cares for our families. And He cares. And sometimes it's very hard. It's a bitter pill to swallow. But it's still a pill. And that pill is there to help us. And it's very bitter. But He loves us. And it's all chesed. Kol ma dover chman al tav avin. What else does that line mean? It's a gemara. We don't believe it? Kol ma dover chman al tav avin. It doesn't mean I always see it. Yes, sometimes it appears like din on the outside and it's sad and I cry and it's hard. But I have to know deep down, it's kulo chesed. That's what we're saying. That's what I have to live my life. Gam zula toiva. I might not see it in the moment, but I have to believe it. I have to believe it. I have to know it. And there are so many tzaras. And there are, is such difficulty. And there's so much din on the outside that we don't want to be din on the outside anymore. Deep in, it's all chesed. We have to know that. And we have to know that it's chesed. We have to know that Hashem loves us. And Hashem's by our side. Hashem's watching over us. It doesn't mean that the din doesn't hurt. By the way, it doesn't mean that we're not allowed to cry at times. But we know deep down it's Hashem and it's Chesed, I could get through anything. So know it always. And believe it. That's only Yidden could talk like this. You don't even know it. But where would we be without the Rabbanu Shalom, without having that hope and that knowledge? And what else is there? That's why Yitzchak is Gematria 208, which is 8 times Havaya. 8 times Shem Havaya. 8 times 26 is Yitzchak. 8 is Lamala Minateva. It's above the norm. To know that even in Din there's Rachamim is not normal in the world. In the world there's Din and Rachamim. In the world we live in, there's judgment and there's mercy. There's no two will mixed. As a Yid, no, it's all one. Lamala Minateva. Lamala Minateva. And I heard of so many people this week that had such din in their lives, yet were able to see the rachamim, able to see, and it's not just see the rachamim, see that there's an abishter and know that it's Hashem and love Hashem and thank Hashem. Stories this week of people who were suffering so much, but thanking Hashem through it. Thanking Hashem through it. That's Yitzchak. Whatever happens to us, it's all Hashem. And you have that, it's a different life, chevra. Something else you need to know. Not spoken enough, you know? You go to yeshiva, and the yeshiva's got to do a better job with this. With the muna, with understanding this yisod. So many yeshivas, all just... You learn Gemara. Gemara is deepest of deep. And if you understand this, then the Gemara takes you to the deepest places. And Gemara, and Tanakh, and Halacha. We got to talk about Hashem more. And talk about Hashem in our lives more. Life is a challenge at times, and there's that din. But if we understand there's rachim behind it, it's a different world. I can get through anything. Get through anything. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, what a schus to be a yid. You know, I always say, we talk about so much how I never know what it would be like, how it's possible. I look around at the Umos Olam, and we said many times about how they don't have Shabbos. Like, where would we be without Shabbos? Where would we be without Shabbos? Imagine not having Shabbos in your life. But let's say even deeper. Where would you be without being a Yid and having their Rabbanu Shalom by your side every moment? What is life? What is life? How do you deal with the difficulties in the yisur and the din, and where you don't know? Because if you don't have Rabbanu Shalom, there is no chesed behind it. There's no such thing. The whole yisod of chesed is behind din is because there's an ebishter and komad rachum on top of it. But if there's no ebishter, there's no chesed. And then there's real din. And then life is crippling. Share it just to see. Sometimes the problem is sometimes it's hard because you don't see the chesed. You don't see it. You have to believe it. But tell us, just on a lighter note, a story. I'm sure I shared this story with some of you, but someone brought it up with me just a couple days ago. So a few years ago, I'll tell you exactly when. This was right before COVID. BC, right? BC. BC, imagine there's time, how the world has changed since then in so many ways. I don't know if too many good ways. It's a crazy world, man. Crazy world. But Maisa, right before COVID, so I had a car. It was a car that my in-laws gave me years ago, and it had issues over the year for a while. It was good, but I'm very tough on cars. Like, I'm bad on cars. I don't take care of cars well, and I'm like, because I'm always rushing places. Also, I'm terrible on the brakes, and I'm terrible Anyways, Lamaisa, I just tell my talmidim, my children, the one thing never to learn from me is driving, like bechlal, on any level. Maybe Yavin that have been in cars with me, but okay. Anyways, Lamaisa. I thought one day, I always thought, I don't care for materialism and money or anything. The one thing I dream of is having an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. That's the one thing I dream of. There's nothing else that I would want, begashmias, that I don't have. Zero. Emes, Baruch Hashem, thank Hashem. It's been amazing to me. The one thing I hope to have one day, and that's why I bought a Powerball ticket today, we'll see. That's the only thing if I won the Powerball, the only thing I think I'd buy is that. The rest could go to tzedakah. That I'd want, something like awesome, if I won this Powerball, maybe two, like one by the Kaisel and one, I don't know. But like Lamaisa, that's the only thing I dream of, having a place in Eretz Yisrael. Truth is, the thing about it, I could also use a driver just because it's probably not safe what I do. But anyways, Lamaisa, so... Anyways, so I had this car, and then it was having issues. It was having issues, and it was breaking down different things. And then it hit a point where you only put so much money into the car. It was about to die again. Something, the motor, the transmission, something. I said, the next time it dies, that's it. I'm not putting anything more into it. Time for a new car. That's it. Can't. You could only. Fine. And I felt. You can feel when it's on its way out. Whatever. I didn't know when. You don't know when it's going to happen. You hope it's not a time too inconvenient. When does it happen? One day I'm by DRS, and I had an appointment. I was going to pick up a Talmud. I don't want to get into too many details, but I was going to pick up a Talmud to bring him to Beis Din to get divorced, to give his wife a get. Whatever, it's a whole story, obviously, and it's what that couple needed. And the parsha of getting for a reason. And so I was going to go and take him and be by his side. So I remember we had a 3 o'clock appointment in Queens by the Beis Din, and I was got to my car. I was going to go pick him up from his house, and 2 o'clock I get to my car, plenty of time. I get to my car. That's the time the car doesn't start. And I look up to Shemai. I'm like, out of all the times, Rabbi Nishalom, really, this guy's waiting, this woman's waiting. I gotta go. So David Mark, who teaches with me, Chaver knows Mr. Mark, a very close friend of mine, he's a wonderful boy. He happened to be right then leaving DRS. So I said, listen, do me a favor, I need you to drive me to this person's house, don't ask questions, just it's okay. Yeah, sure. He takes me over. I get to the house and I say to my Talmud, I'm here. The only problem is I don't have a car. He's like, what do you mean you don't have a car? He's like, my car died, I don't know, I don't have a car, we have to Uber, do you have Uber? I don't know, I don't have Uber. And fine. He says, wait a minute, wait, Rabbi, we have a car right outside. And this guy, he couldn't drive. His license was suspended. I don't get the details, doesn't matter. But whatever, Lamaisa. But I have a car. There's a car sitting outside. It's been sitting for I think it was his car, but he can't use it. It was for 4 months sitting outside his house. He's like, let me call my father. Maybe you could drive that car and it's fine. So he calls his father, and his father is a very close friend, a wonderful person. He says, of course, take the car. Fine, we take the car. And we go through, we have the get and whatever. And whatever, it was obviously a hard day, whatever it was. We get back, and then we're on the phone with the father, telling him how everything went. And his father says to me, oh, by the way, you know, your car broke down. Hold on to this car for now. You know, you could just borrow it for the time being. You're going to need a car. So I said, oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you. And this was like literally 2 weeks before COVID, okay? It was February and COVID started March. Like, pardon, this was February, mid to end February. I don't remember the exact date. Probably figure it out. And then COVID starts. And Lamaisa, I don't really, hardly needed a car the first couple months of COVID. I'm not hardly using it, you know, whatever, a little bit here and there, but not much anymore. But Lamaisa, it's here. And like every month I call him, do you want me to bring it back to you? He's like, no, hold on to it. May comes, hold on. You know, he said, just hold on to it until you, and I wasn't getting a new car yet because I really didn't even need a car now at this point. Who knows how long, you know, and then the summer was going to come in summer. I don't need a car anyways. At that point I said to myself, okay, I hope he lets me borrow it just till the summer. Summer, I don't need a car, and I'll get a new car for September when I'll need a car again. And I was so thankful to him. And I don't remember, June or July, his wife actually calls me up and says, you know, Rabbi Cohen, we realized, you know, that car, we own the car, and we don't need the car for anything. So how about you just keep the car? I'm like, wow, really? It was a good car. It was like 3 years old, the Honda Accord, very nice car, not a lot of miles. And I'm like, sure. I don't like it. No, we want you to have the car. Take the car. It'll be great. You need a car. We don't need it. What are you like? Please have the car. And that's a car I have outside. That's a car I have outside. So, which is, they're wonderful, incredible people. These people, obviously, it's so sweet of them and amazing, and saved me a lot of money and was a big matana. I'm so thankful to them always. But it's amazing to think, you know, when did it happen? It happened. I thought when my car broke down, I thought this is the worst time for this to happen. Though I'm trying to bring a Talmud to get to do something, be by his side, and here's when it breaks down. And Hashem really had to do. And that felt like din at that time, right? That felt like din, whatever level of din. I don't mean compared to other people, but it felt like some level of din. It was the biggest rachamim. Hashem orchestrated all that din to what? To give me the biggest chesed hidden behind it. Because that's how, if it didn't happen, if my car broke down any other time, this never would have happened. Because I never would have reached out to ask them to borrow. I never would have done such a thing. They only knew that because of this. It never would have happened. I would have been leasing my own car and spending a lot more money. And who knows, a waste, whatever would have come from. But Lamaisa, Hashem orchestrated it all. And it's all of din. Hashem knows what's best for us. He knows what he's doing to us. He knows what the world needs. And behind it all is Rachman. Bez Hashem Shivizaycha. To have this level of Amuna. Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yitzchak. Tzachayk. It's all Tzachayk. It's one big laugh. It's one big laugh. Until we see at the end of days. Right? We see at the end of days, it's going to be one big laugh. Bez Hashem Shivizaycha. We should be laughing till Mashiach comes. And see all the chesed that was being cloaked in din. With Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema. B'mhera B'yameinu.
Amen.
Haz Yimalei Tzachayk Pino. Shonein Arena. Bez Hashem Shivizaycha.